We received a frantic email from Amelia telling us we need to save her family's Christmas. Ew. We've got Amelia on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, so we need to save your family's Christmas. Are you sure you want to trust us?
Yeah.
Like Corey and me with this task?
Oh, God. Well, saving our family from some embarrassment, at least.
Mm. All right, let's get everybody up to speed here. What are you talking about, the embarrassment we need to save you from?
Okay, my older sister's boyfriend will be spending Christmas with my family for the first time, and he's... How do you call it? A bit of a jokester.
Okay. I mean, that's not, you know, necessarily a bad thing.
Every family's got one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. And normally it's not, but, you know, sometimes he can be that jokester who goes a little too far. Mm. And this will be the worst example of that if he ends up going through with what he's got planned.
And what exactly is it that he has planned?
I was talking to him last week about what we were getting people for Christmas, and he told me what he's getting my sister, and it is so awkward.
Oh, my God. No. Do we want to ask?
I kind of got it, I guess.
Well, one of the things he told me about is edible panties.
Oh!
All right, two things. First off, weird. Secondly, that word freaks me out. What the hell? Why?
Well, he's convinced himself that she's going to think it's hilarious, but I know my sister. Maybe if they were spending Christmas alone, she might think it's funny,
right.
But we're spending Christmas as a family. She's going to be opening it right in front of my parents. She's going to be mortified.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I cannot believe he thinks this is a good idea. Like, what? So your parent, how are your parents going to react to this, do you think?
Well, they're... pretty conservative.
Oh, God.
So I have a feeling they're going to be even more mortified than she is.
Oh my God. Like, how did you react when he told you what his plan was?
Oh, I flipped out. I told him how bad of an idea was. But he told me I was being dramatic and everyone's going to love it.
Does he, like, know them? I mean...
What planet does this guy live on that he thinks any parents would ever want to be around for their daughter opening up the gift of edible... Panties.
All right. Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of sniffing something out here, which seems weird to say after you just said panties.
No,
like 90
gross!
Times.
Come on!
Hold on.
Jesus.
You said it was a prankster. Are you sure he was being serious? Maybe he was just messing with you.
Mm. No, I am 99% sure that he's being serious.
Really?
Did he give any reason as to why he thought this might be a good idea?
Yeah, that's the dumbest part. He thinks it's a hilarious gift that everyone's going to love because of a stupid inside joke from Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right. We just keep getting deeper here. I'm a little afraid to ask how edible underwear came up at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, that's not generally normal, you know, topics around the Thanksgiving dinner table.
No. Well, okay, this was his explanation to me, right? At one point during dinner, my sister made some comment about how she'll eat anything because we had some new dishes to pass this year.
Okay.
And he was making a huge joke about it. It was the dumbest thing.
Oh my
That's
God.
Really stupid.
I know.
I still don't believe that this is actually his plan. But how can we help here?
I don't know. Maybe you guys can get through him. Publicly shame him, call him a savage.
Well, we can certainly give him a call and try to talk some sense into him, I guess.
I mean, look, it's always worth a shot, right? So Amelia gave us Brian's number, and we're going to give him a call and try and reason with him. Maybe we can do something.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I hope.
We don't need to trick him or anything. We just go straight at it, this.
I mean, there's not really any need for, like, any deceit with this one. Like... I mean, I do still have a feeling that he's just messing with you, Amelia. So maybe we can clear that up, but I don't think there's any need to, like, you know, fake him out or anything.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's give it a shot.
All right. Amelia, we'll keep you on the line. You can feel free to jump in when you want to.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Let's give Brian a call.
Hello.
Hey, is this Brian?
Yep. Who's this?
Brian. My name is Corey James. I work for 98PXY. My co-host Whitney Young is here with me. We are Team PXY.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, like from the radio?
Yeah. You're on the radio right now. Yes.
Oh, damn. So I shouldn't say a bunch of swear words, right?
Yeah, we'd appreciate it if you didn't.
Yeah, please don't.
Lame.
Brian, you can send a strongly worded letter to the FCC about that. That's kind of out of control.
Yeah, I'm just joking. So what's up? Why are you guys calling me?
Well, it has to do with a joke of yours. We've got your girlfriend's sister, Amelia, on with us, too. She's the one who reached out and said that we should give you a call this morning.
Hey, Brian.
Hey. Okay, what's up?
I'm just going to throw it out there. When you told Amelia what you were going to get your girlfriend for Christmas, that was a joke, right? Because she is convinced that you were being serious.
That is hilarious.
Oh, okay. So it was a joke?
I told you guys. There's no way that's true.
I mean, it's a joke as in it's going to be hilarious, but I'm not joking around. Like, I'm getting your edible underwear, yeah.
Oh, Brian, why? This is going to be so uncomfortable for everyone.
No, come on. It's just some fun.
I told you guys. I told you.
Listen, Brian, there's no part of you that thinks like this is going to embarrass her and embarrass her family.
Yeah, hey, dude, like I told Amelia, they're going to love it. They're in on the joke. Did Amelia tell you about the whole Thanksgiving conversation?
Yeah, she told us about your girlfriend saying that she'd eat anything in front of everyone or whatever.
Exactly, so they'll totally get it.
Man, I think you've got this playing out a lot differently in your head than how it's going to go in real life.
No, I've got this, dude. Like, I'm pretty positive about what's going to happen. She's going to open her gift. And then everyone is going to lose their minds laughing. It's perfect.
Brian, no, they're not. At best, they're going to be super uncomfortable and laugh to break the tension, but it's going to be awful.
Amelia, you have no sense of humor. I mean, honestly, I'd expect more from you guys on the radio.
Oh,
like,
wow.
How do you not think it's hilarious?
We have common sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's literally nothing we can say to you to stop you from doing this. You are on just a crash course at this point.
God.
Basically. I mean, she's getting the edible underwear and the rest of the stuff I got her.
Wait, what else did you get her? Are they normal gifts? Please tell me. Please tell me they're normal.
Well, I'm kind of working on this, like, theme this year, you know?
This is not good. No, this is not good.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you all of them because there's already a chance you guys have ruined the surprise for one gift, but let's just say I had a great time picking out a few other hilarious items.
Oh, Jesus.
Two words. Dick tacks.
Oh, my God!
What?
What the hell?
Do you know dick tacks? They're just like tic-tacs, but they're shaped
Okay, I think we're all done with Brian. Good God.
Unbelievable. Amelia, I am so sorry we couldn't talk any sense into him for you. This is just... Wow.
Trust me, I get it. I mean, at least you tried, I appreciate that.
I have only one other option here for you.
What's that?
Find any gift from him to your sister... And throw it into the fire. And just save your family. Just burn it.
You know what?
Don't think I won't.
This is the first and only time I will ever condone snooping for presents and burning them.
Seek and destroy.
Yes.